tempers the honeymoon and creates balance. And that's the gift of life. If life was always just the honeymoon, it'd be awful boring after a while. There has to be a balance in life so you can have new honeymoons, new discoveries. So the adventure of the spiritual journey is to begin to look at life in the 10th step from that way. To look at life as a new adventure, a new discovery, a new journey, new things in life. And it's so neat. It means everything that happens to me every day is a new journey, new discovery. I refer to the 10th step as let's smell the roses step. We begin to appreciate and see things around us. We begin to smell things and enjoy life and enjoy all the beautiful gifts of life and the things of life. We open up in all different directions in life, and it's so neat and special. And that's what it's all about. Those new discoveries, those new openings. And it's such an adventure and such a journey, and it's so special, and that's what it's all about. That's the 10th step, the step of discovery. God, I hope throughout my whole entire life, to the day I die, I never stop discovering things. I never stop experiencing things. I never stop the adventure of life. It's so beautiful and so special. So you got to get ready for that. You have to actually go through the growth pattern. Now, I often joke about this, but I say a lot of times, I'm glad I am where I am age-wise. And I joke, everybody, you know, gets these cards and people turn 40. And they get all upset and they have all these parties and they do all this stuff. And I finally realized something. Our teen years are the most confusing years of our life. Our 20s are the craziest years of our life. Our 30s are the changing years of our life. And then you really start to live when you pass 40. So there ain't no way I'm going back, because I'm still growing. And it's kind of neat to be where I am today. That's the 10th step, the discovery step. To realize that you don't want to go back. My God. If you went back, you couldn't change it anyway. If you went back, you couldn't make things, you know, change history. It's done. It's finished. So many of us would like to have a time capsule and go back in history. If you went back, you couldn't change it. You couldn't do it. Where you are today is where you're supposed to be. That's the adventure of the 10th step, to accept that. And then open up to new discoveries and new directions and new beauties in life. So nice. That leads us to the 11th step. In the 11th step, we sought through prayer and meditation to develop our conscious contact with our God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry it out. The 11th step is the ultimate spiritual step. It's beautiful. Notice what it says in the 11th step. The 11th step says we have to learn to pray and meditate. And again, I want to emphasize, when I talk about prayer and meditation, I'm not necessarily talking about religion or the traditional concepts of prayer and meditation. Prayer simply means I have to learn to communicate with my higher power. Meditation means I got to learn to be quiet. I have to learn to listen. I have to learn to be open. I have to learn to have an open mind. So prayer means to communicate. Prayer means to get in touch with the feelings that are going on inside of you and to communicate them from the spirit, from the gift within you. Let me show you what I mean. When we were kids growing up, we were all taught certain types of prayer. One of the prayer types we were taught was baby prayer. Remember that type? Gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want. If you don't give it to me, God, I'll put a contract out on you. It's called baby prayer. As we grew up and we got ourselves into all kinds of scrapes and different things, we learned a new type of prayer. It's called let's make a deal prayer. We usually say, well, God, if you get me out of this jam, I'll do the following 15 things. And usually right after you get out of the jam, you develop a new type of prayer called plea bargaining prayer. Now, you didn't expect me to do all that now, did you? Come on. I'll do this and I'll do that. We're always gaming. We're always bargaining. We're always doing all kinds of crazy. That's not prayer. That's survival. The prayer I'm talking about is prayer of the spirit. Prayer that comes from the gut. Prayer that comes from your feelings. Being able to share with your higher power the beautiful gift of prayer within, the gift of self. One of the things I love doing personally is a lot of times I love just laying in bed early in the morning, just quietly for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, just talking to God and sharing with God the gifts of my life and the gift of me